Oh, shucks. That Bernard.
What's the matter with you?
Shucks, Zeb.
Well, but the John Brown, we do look a little peaked. What is it, anyhow?
Oh, it's them dad darn pig's feet I ate this noon.
Pig's feet?
Yeah.
Why, during your high deb, Peters, you deserve to be sick.
Oh, don't scold me now, because I'm sick.
You know pig feet never agree with you. You just keep up your darn fool habits, and some of these days you'll die of pantomime poison.
Oh, shucks.
Now, you stay here, and I'll go over to Bert Poppins' drugstore and get you some medicine.
I already got some medicine. We got it right here in this box, but the dad darn stuff's a fake.
Fake? Let's see it. Bert Hawkins wouldn't sell you a fake.
Yeah, you look at it. Look at what it says on the box.
For severe pain, take 2 tablets. What's the matter with that?
I don't want no severe pain. I want to get rid of one.
No, but that's what it means. You take 2 of these tablets and your pain will be gone. So wait a second. Highly recommended for nervous indigestion, neuralgia, and neuritis.
How's that?
And neuritis.
Write them about what?
Write them about nothing. Says neuritis. Ain't you never had the neuritis?
Sure. I ain't never even had the old writers.
No, that's a sickness. A sickness.
Well, I'm sick.
Well, there's neuritis. Says for dizziness, vertigo, black spots before the eyes. Oh, you got spots?
Yeah, I got spots.
Black spots before the eyes?
No, soup spots on my vest.
No, but this don't mean them kind of spots. This is floating spots, little black specks that fly before the...
What say?
Specks, little...
Well, you don't need to holler, shucks. I can hear you say, specks. I meant what you said right after that.
I said fly.
Well, go on, I ain't got no fly specks. What I got, Zeb, is a pain in my stomach.
I know it. But what I'm trying to find out is what these here tablets is good for. Let's see, where'd I leave off? Wait. Floating spots before the eyes. Also excellent alkalizer.
You say eyes?
I said eyes, like cross eyes.
Yeah, there you go. What? Oh, gosh.
What's the matter with
you? Here I am, darn near dead with the pain, and you start talking about Uncle Tom's Cabin.
Why ain't talking about Uncle Tom's Cabin?
You are.
I tell you, ain't
you
talking.
Are,
I'm
you
not.
Are, you are. Then what do you ask? What are you saying about the Lizer crossing the eyes?
Oh, yeah.
You don't give a darn if I live or die. Swear you don't.
Oh, I do so. Ain't I trying to read these directions to see what ails you? Now, keep your trap shut. Says, in case of fever... See, you got any fever?
I don't know, sir.
I'll bet you have.
Care less.
Well, I'll get a thermometer and see. Just wait a minute.
Oh, hurry up.
Here. There you are. Now, open your mouth. Open your mouth.
Sir, you can't get that in the mouth.
Why, of course you can. Now, open her up.
No, sir, I ain't going to do it. That ain't no thermometer nohow.
Oh, it is. See what it says on there? B-A-R...
That ain't the way you spell thermometer.
Well, what's the difference if it is spelled wrong? It'll work just the same. Now, open your mouth. Go ahead. Down there. There, now. Just let it set for a second. Keep quiet, will you? Now, easy. Hold on. I'm going to take it out now. There.
That dead thing tastes like glue.
Well, can't help that. Now, let's see here what it says. Eb.
What?
Why, Dad, didn't you are sick?
Well, what does it say?
Says you've got electrical disturbances.
Electrical disturbances?
Yes, sir. I'm going to call up Doc Sprigg.
Oh, it ain't no use. He's out of town.
Well, then I'll get a doctor in Squidville. Where's that phone book? I'll have one in the jiffy.
Rest easy. That's a joke.
Well, never mind. Wait, here's Doc Weatherspoon.
Oh, he ain't no good.
Really?
Just let me die all by myself, Zeb.
Why, certainly he's good. He's an old army doctor. Says so right here. Dr. A.L. Weatherspoon, veteran. Just a second. Hello? Yes, I want Squidgeville 642W.
What good will that do?
Yes. Hello, Dr. Weatherspoon. Say, what's the best thing for electrical disturbances? I said electrical disturbances. Oh, yes.
Well, what did you say, Zeb?
He said lightning rods.
Now, I ain't going to swallow no lightning rod, and that's all it is.
And what's that, Dr. Witherspoon? What? Well, I reckon it's pig's feet.
Maybe it's gas.
I said pigs! Well, I see. Yes, I'll do that. Goodbye.
I ain't going to swallow no lightning rod.
Oh, you don't have to swallow no lightning rod.
Well, what'd he say then?
Well, he told me to give you a hot bran mash and put you in a clean pig pen, and he'd be over to see you in the morning.
No, sir. No, sir. I ain't going to sleep in no pig pen. I ain't going to do it. And
but, yeah, but you're clean pig pen.
I don't give a dad darn. I ain't going
to
do it.
But listen, you got to. You want to get well, don't you?
I'll get well anyhow. I feel better already. I'll tell you, I ain't going to sleep in no pig pen.
Wait a second. It's Miss Plum. Just a minute.
I want to be the first to congratulate you.
What for?
For what you're doing. What you're going to do.
Well, I ain't going to do it.
And now listen, Eb.
Oh, don't say that, Mr. Peters. Why, it's something the people of Corn Center have wanted to see for years.
Well, I don't give a dad darn whether they want to see it or not. I'm not going to sleep in no pig pen.
Pig pen?
Yes, you see, Miss Plum.
But of course, you jest.
Well, I just won't.
Oh, I mean your benevolence and patronizing the arts. Oh, I always knew, Mr. Peters, there was something fine in you.
Yeah, well, I thought it was fine when I ate it, but I don't feel so good now.
Oh, but I'm speaking of the achievement, the feat.
Yeah, and that's what I'm speaking of.
Yes, you never should have done it, Miss Plum. I could have told him ahead of time that he'd wish he hadn't.
Oh, but you surely won't give it up, will you?
Well, I'd feel a dad darn sight better if I could.
Oh, but Mr. Peters, you mustn't even consider such a thing. Don't you want your name emblazoned on the roll of fame? Your name on the tablet?
What, say?
Name on the tablet. Oh, you must see.
Zeb, what is the name of them tablets?
Smith's stomach tablet.
Yeah, and they're dad darn fake.
Really, Mr. Peters, I don't think we understand each other. I'm thinking of your donation, the $2,500 you've given.
Oh, yes, the donation. She's talking about the donation, Eb.
Yes. Oh, yes, everyone says you're a philanthropist.
Oh, they do, huh?
Why, everyone is talking about you.
Yeah, what do they say I done?
Well, they say in the past you've been, well, rather out of things. Rather inclined to be alone with yourself and misjudged.
That's a dad darn lie. The whole thing is a dad darn lie.
Why, Mr. Peters.
I ain't never been alone with her in my life. I don't even know the gal.
But whom are you talking about?
That gal they say I was alone with, Miss Judd.
Oh, but
yes, sir, that's a fact. And if that's all you women got to do is to talk scandal.
Well, but there isn't any scandal. I said people misjudged you. You had the reputation of being a recluse.
I wasn't. I was never on the loose in my life.
Why, of course he wasn't. Yeah, and if you've got to drag somebody's name in the mire,
please, you don't understand me at all. I'm telling you that everyone thinks Mr. Peters is perfectly grand, big-hearted, and generous. Why, the president of the women's club even asked me to call on you and present her congratulations and ask Mr. Peters to write a paper.
What'd you say she wanted?
A paper.
Well, why didn't you say so in the first place instead of hinting around about a lot of goings on that ain't true? Get her a paper.
What kind? Fly, sand, or wall?
Oh, I mean she wants you to write a paper. Write an article about your donation and its purpose to be read before the club.
To be what?
Red.
Red paper?
Oh, dear. She wants you to write a letter. A letter to the club and tell us all about why you donated the $2,500. We want to read it at the next week's meeting.
Oh, yes. Well, I reckon we can do that all right.
Oh, thank you so much. And I'll drop in and get it.
Yes, you do that, Miss Plum. We'll have it ready for you.
If it isn't too much trouble for you.
No, it won't be any trouble at all. Goodbye.
So long.
Say, what do you suppose she wants you to write on red paper for?
Why, you dad darn fool, it's because I'm going to write about the Indians.